This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Hour One Nugget. And God Accepting Me, Part 65. Today we're looking in the same book we looked at in Part 64. We're in Philippians, but today we're at chapter 2, and we'll be looking at verse 3. Paul says this: don't be selfish. Don't try to impress others. Be humble, thinking of others as better than yourselves. Don't be selfish. Don't try and impress others. Be humble, thinking of others as better than yourselves. This verse is life-changing in so many ways. For many years in my life, I was an actor, a professional actor, doing movies, and television programs, television shows, and theater. And actors, I found, not only were selfish, but they spent most of their time trying to impress others. When you go for jobs, for instance, you're trying to impress the people that are going to employ you. You're trying to impress them. Humility goes right out of the window. You're thinking of yourself and not anybody else. In actual fact, a lot of actors I know would tread on you to get where they need to get. So this is a total contrast to the way Paul is telling us that we must live. So for me as an actor, it was difficult not to try and impress. It was difficult for me to have a humble heart. In actual fact, in the years that I was an actor, I was selfish. I tried to impress others all the time. There was no humility in me at all. And I always thought of me as being better than anyone else. Now, I'm telling you the truth here. I'm telling you how it was. But then a change came. A change came when the acting work dried up and I found myself working in the Christian world, working in Christian radio and television, and things began to change quite significantly. And I remember very distinctly many years ago praying, "Father, give me a humble heart." Oh, I remember that. And so, beloved, what do you think was the thing that God Almighty did? He gave me a humble heart. He stripped away at all the rubbish that was there. It was a painful time, a very painful transition. But it was necessary. A friend of mine told me, oh, I don't know, a year ago, I suppose. This person said to me, I don't know anyone more humble than you are. And that meant the world to me. But it was nothing to do with me. That's the point I'm trying to make. It was nothing to do with me. It was not my doing. All I did was say a simple prayer. It was all God's doing. Paul reiterates this in Romans, the 12th chapter and verse 2, and I know I keep on talking about this specific verse. It's because it's life-changing and so important. Paul says to the church in Rome, he says, don't try to change the way you think. Let God do it. In actual fact, I'm going to look it up because that's not exactly what it says, but I really do want to look it up. And it says this, Romans the 12th chapter and verse 2 says, don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. You see the words there that are so important? Let God. When we're trying to change, we can't do anything about it. We have to rely on Almighty God. It's important that we understand that connection. It's important that we understand what God is saying to us. And he's saying this to us today, don't be selfish. Don't try to impress others. Be humble, thinking of others as better than yourselves. Now listen. I can hear you saying to me, I can't do that. What is happening as I'm talking to you is you're recognizing something within you. You're recognizing who you are as a person. Perhaps you're recognizing the impurities of who you are as a person. And this has just brought it up. Maybe it's been on your mind for some time, but suddenly you're listening to Worship Radio 247. You're listening to Podbean. You're listening to the podcast, whatever it is. You're listening to this message and you're thinking, you know what, David? You're absolutely right. But what I'm trying to convey to you today, while Paul is saying, don't be selfish, don't try and impress others, be humble, thinking of others as better than yourselves. What Paul is saying is he's giving us advice, but I can tell you, the key to this lies with Almighty God. I've just brought you Romans, the 12th chapter and verse 2. That is the way Paul thinks. And that is the way I think. It is allowing God to make these changes in you. It is allowing God to take the selfishness away from you. It's allowing God to show you exactly when you're trying to impress someone else. It's allowing God to teach you humility. It's allowing God always to help you think of others before you think of yourself. There are many, many, many people in this world who do not have a Christian faith, but think often of others before themselves. Therefore, think about this. If they don't have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ and they believe that and they think that, why then should we as Christians not be feeling that, not be thinking that, not wanting that for our own lives? We absolutely do. And the key to all of what I'm saying to you today is the title of these messages. We're at part 65. 65 messages on this subject. And the title is God Accepting Me. And that's the point. Because he continues to accept us, because he continues to love us and pour his love into our lives, because that continues day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, because of that, we should be looking to him and saying, Lord, change the way I think. Lord, let me not be selfish. Let me think of others before myself. Father, bring me a humble heart. Let me be humble. Lord, I don't want to impress anybody else. The only one I want to impress is you with the way that I live. That's our prayer, beloved. That is our prayer right now. Let me ask you this. Are you prepared to do that? Are you prepared to change the way you think? Are you prepared I would love to hear your answer to that. I would love to know that you're saying yes. That's exactly what I'm going to do. Well, you can do that very easily by praying with me now and saying these words and meaning it with your heart, knowing that you're talking to your Heavenly Father. Just say these words. Lord God Almighty, I no longer want to be selfish. I don't want to impress anyone else. Lord, make me humble. Teach me how to always think of others before thinking about myself. Teach me that they will always be better than I am. For I ask you in the mighty name of Jesus. Humble heart, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.